The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, health expert Jordan Rubin reveals the health benefits from natural remedies found in God's creation.
We talk about how to boost your immune system if you're dealing with a cold or a flu, but what about if you're dealing with cancer or rheumatoid arthritis? So we give you tools and tips that you can use every single day, from burning your pinky to bruising your elbow to breaking your femur. You will get information that will help you immediately.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're going to be helped today and you're going to be blessed by our guest. I'm Betty and this is James.
Who's our guest?
Jordan Rubin.
It is. Well, I'm so glad he's back. Jordan, we stopped yesterday where I said, I want to ask you a question. You know, we've talked about, we've been married and the next year we'll celebrate 60 years. And for 60, well, it's amazing the life that we have and the health that we have. We have plenty of challenges. No question about it. But it's just been amazing. And we've been able to help so many people. And Jordan Rubin, starting 17 years ago, the first time he came here, and he came with a Maker's diet. And it actually saved his life. But the other things he's been sharing have changed people's lives. It's made all the difference in the world. For some, they'll say it did save their life because of what happened. You know, he was healed miraculously of Crohn's disease with the things that he learned. But he came back 2 years ago with natural remedies. And this I told him yesterday, this is supernatural. And he actually answers the questions that you're asking about. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with this? Real easy to find it. And I asked you a question yesterday. I said, it's like as we get older, we notice sometimes it seems like it's harder to get our energy level up. So are there things you can do? Would there be any kind of a natural remedy? Would there be anything we can do to help boost our energy? Can you answer that?
Absolutely. There's several. And it's interesting. We talk a lot about oils and aroma therapy in natural remedies. Any member of the mint family, if you are either consuming or inhaling, it will boost your energy, not just in your body, but in your brain. So peppermint oil is a great energizer. Peppermint, spearmint, rosemary is another. They're all related.
I gotta ask you, what about peppermint candy?
Peppermint candy has some negatives, basically the candy part.
Can you get peppermint without the sugar?
Yes, yes.
And would that be more positive?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because I know sugar doesn't really do good for us.
Now, sugar will sap your energy at some point.
Yeah, so, I gave myself a type 2 diabetes eating sugar. And I'm saying, you know, when you got a half a gallon of Bluebell and you eat half of it, of the half a gallon, you think, well, if I eat all of it, it won't tempt me tomorrow. And I said, Betty, I'm trying to get temptation behind me. She said, you're getting it behind you, in front of you, and all over you. And I'm doing this, and God says, you're giving yourself diabetes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't have said it any clearer if you'd written me a note. And really, it took me a little longer. But in fact, I did develop type 2 diabetes, which you started with the Maker's diet and then with this to show all of us even better ways to help control it so that you can actually basically, like Dr. Colbert says, and in so many ways you say, you can eliminate it. You can totally eliminate the effects, true?
Absolutely.
Okay, energy. Now tell me about energy.
So anything from the mint family, if you consume it, if you inhale it, gives you body and brain energy. You talked about sugar. Sugar is not the preferred source of energy. Fat is. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, consuming fats from coconut, from avocado, from olive, even from high-quality butter and dairy. Yeah. Those fats are great sources of energy because 1 gram of fat provides 9 calories, whereas 1 gram of carbohydrate provides 4. Now, you might say, well, that's bad because I don't want a lot of calories. Calories are energy. So if you want more energy, don't carb load. Mm-hmm. One of the best things you can do is consume something that has good fat and a little bit of raw unheated honey. We even talk about a little recipe in there to make an energy sort of bar or a ball that has some nut butter, some coconut, and some honey. Great source of balanced energy that won't spike your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. And here's an herb that most people can't spell or pronounce called ashwagandha. You mentioned on the previous program, Chinese and Indian wisdom for thousands of years, not just hundreds. They show that ashwagandha can help reduce cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and naturally boost your energy. So we will tell you how to get it, how to use it. And it is a great source of energy, helps boost your hormones for men and women. It is probably one of the top three herbs on the planet, and most people haven't heard of it until now.
The neat thing about this is I see it, you tell me if I'm right about this, it looks like it's a balance. It looks like you're taking great things throughout history. You're not just taking the Bible, you're taking, God said, I reveal myself in everything I created. So you can see things working with different people who might not even have a Bible, but they're doing certain things that God says that reveals healing qualities there that I have created. I want you to know I have revealed myself in everything I made. And so this is like taking truth that flows through all these different, let's say, diets or approaches. It looks like it gives a balance. It gives you something that you can look at that just adds a new source of life and energy that we just talked about.
Absolutely. Well, I've written many books, and we have tips and tools from all of them in Natural Remedies. And what I love about it, it's really a user-friendly reference guide. There's recipes, not just for how to eat or prepare meals. We will teach you how to create allergen-free cleaning solutions for your home. So many people are sick because of their surroundings. Their home has mold. They use chemical-laden cleaning solutions to wash their clothes, to wash their silverware, etc. And they have chemical toxins. We give alternatives, but also, what if you've been in a toxic environment? How do you get out of that? We help you overcome mold. We help you overcome fungal infections or yeast infections, which are so common in now men and women. We talk about how to boost your immune system if you're dealing with a cold or a flu, but what about if you're dealing with cancer or rheumatoid arthritis? So we give you tools and tips that you can use every single day, from burning your pinky to bruising your elbow to breaking your femur. You will get information that will help you immediately and will even give you a roadmap on how to build sort of a natural remedy first aid kit within your home, because you need to have these tools for when the bump, scrape, boo-boo, et cetera, occurs. And with six kids, we have every hour a need for an essential oil, herb, spice, or a natural remedy. And we really take ancient wisdom and combine it with modern science. And if you're on medicine, or if you're about to or previously had a surgery, you're going to get information that will help you no matter what.
I want to touch on something that is really important to everybody. Sometimes we get very serious diseases, and one of them, the C word nobody wants to hear. Cancer. I was just told the other day that I did have a squamous cancer that we didn't remember. We think it's all cool, it's good, it's fine. But that's a startle. You know, you hear the word, the C word, it's a cancer. But you've gotten some incredible testimonies. I think we're going to hear one from someone. What's their name?
Well, we have Kenny, and then we have Diego. There's been many people that I've been blessed to coach. And on our program 2 years ago, I shared how God healed me from cancer naturally and supernaturally. And so since that time, it's been a passion of mine to help guide individuals. No matter what course of treatment they take, there's a way to naturally and supernaturally conquer cancer. And so really excited and just so blessed, because I believe that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I see it so evidently through diseases, and cancer being number one. And we've all lost people that we love. And I just don't want to see this anymore. And if there's a way that we can take God's plan for our lives and apply it. And I used to say when I lost loved ones, if I could have one more day with them, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, but imagine what it means to the world to save a life that can then transfer that hope to somebody else. It's worth everything.
We're going to meet Diego in the next program, but we're going to hear a testimony from Kenny right now about cancer. Let's listen to Kenny.
In early 2021, Kenny Phillips received some devastating news.
I noticed a lump come up on my neck, and by the spring of 2021, it hadn't gone down. I ended up going and getting a biopsy, and they came back and said, it's squamous cell carcinoma, it's in the lymph node, It's pretty serious. The very first thing I turned to was turned to God, and I said, I know you got this, God. And they took the lymph node out, and you're gonna need to have chemotherapy, radiation, a feeding tube. If it were Adrian, I'd probably be the same way. Like, let's do this, what they think is gonna be a sure thing, and get it done.
I have to hold on to things loosely, even your husband. We don't know God's will in every situation, in every life.
After multiple disheartening visits to the doctor, Kenny consulted health coach Jordan Rubin and felt led to follow his principles to help fight his throat cancer.
When I called the doctors and said, I'm not coming in. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take 90 days to do it the way I want to do it. And the doctor said, that's the absolute worst thing you could do. For me, the reason I chose to battle it this way was that I saw this as a really more of a spiritual battle. So immediately I had a pretty radical change in what I ate. I stopped eating gluten and dairy and sugar and caffeine. No exercising, rebounding on a rebounder. Started eating a lot more good vegetables, fasting 20 hours a day, but then also a number of supplements that I was taking, a specific tea that Jordan told me about that I make and drink a quart of every day, getting early morning light, doing the ground and putting my feet on the ground, praying, actually praying three times a day out loud, just really declaring God's promises and His word. And I had a lot of people praying for me as well. Did the scan, so then you come back again about a week later with the consultation, and we go in, Adrian comes with me.
And he said, well, I don't know what to attribute these findings to, but the lymph node has shrunk. Kenny got on his knees and we both got on our knees in the floor of that oncologist's office, and we just lifted our hands in praise, and we just thanked God for an answer to prayer. That probably one of the happiest days of our lives.
Making the decision I made, I would never tell anybody, like, this is the way you should do it, you have to do it. This is the way I chose to do it. I felt like it wasn't just gonna be about me. It was a battle that I needed to wage, give encouragement to people and hope to people. And you know, Jordan gave me encouragement and hope. And I would just believe God can heal in a second, or He can just do it over a period of time, or even if He doesn't, He's still God, and He's still holy, and He's still righteous and pure and totally good.
Very, very heavy emotion to us. Gratitude to you, God, for that incredible testimony, and knowing that there are so many things that can happen, and above all, you have to hear God like they did. The disease that he mentioned and is exactly what took our daughter. And we look back and we know that Robin and her husband look and wonder, did we make all the decisions? Nobody wanted two more. And I guess I want you to hear this, because not a one of you that wouldn't have rented a car and driven all the way across America if you could bring us the cure for our daughter. And we don't say that we have a cure. God's the only one that heals. He does it so many different ways and so marvelous with the medical community. But also a combination of, or sometimes just the natural way. And this is just simply offering you some glimpses of God's glory and His power and His grace throughout history in the natural, and as I said, talking to Jordan yesterday, in fact, supernatural. Betty, I believe God led Jordan to all of us. I believe He led him here 17 years ago, and we've been able to help him. And then all of us together, we've helped a lot of people. And I know you and I are just looking out and saying, we want maybe what's here or what God says to you to be the healing factor. We want it for everybody.
Absolutely. And the important thing you have to decide is, am I going to follow God in any decisions that we make in life? And even your body, God gave you that body. And He says, I love you, and I want to show you ways that you may not have known that you can take care of your body better. And that's what we try to do in everyday life, James and I do. Some days we make bad choices, and we feel the effects of it. So this has to be a decision between you and God. And if you, He will give you the wisdom to know what to do. But this book, I believe, is a good guideline. If you go to it and search it out, just like we search the Bible for truth, go through here and look for things that relate to you and pray about them and know that God will show you the ways that you can help take care of your body in all things.
Let me just say to you, Jordan, tell everybody that's watching, what would you just like for them to hear about what that? We're going to have another program with Jordan, and well, we want you to start this year great. But Jordan, what do you want our viewers to hear about what they may actually find here that would mean so much to them?
I just think it is so important for all of us to understand our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in us. And if you're a parent, you have a responsibility to take care of your children, and you may have a child that has a diagnosis of autism or maybe diabetes. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife is dealing with a serious illness like cancer or multiple sclerosis. I promise you that you will find health and hope in the pages of Natural Remedies. No matter what you're doing, if you're on medical treatments, pharmaceuticals, if you're about to have a surgery, we will give you tools and ways to help support your body's natural healing response that God created. People ask me all the time, Jordan, is it too late? Am I too far gone? And I said, yes, if you wait until tomorrow. Now is the appointed time. It says in God's Word, today is the day of our salvation. And if we don't make a decision for our health, then the environment, the world, is going to make the decision for us. Choose life.
Father, thank you. We really love you, just like we know you love me and Betty and pray for us. And you're grateful that we all get to love so many people that never knew anybody would notice. We've done that together, we, you, us. And I know that you know we're offering you this because we love you. And we know what it's like to lose our loved ones. We've said goodbye to two of our great-grandchildren who were stillborn. And I know we have many more coming. They're 14 greats. But we just want to help you. And we'll send this to you. We'll try to get it in the mail to you within the next 24 hours. But here's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to help us give water so that children have non-diseased water and their families. There are nearly a billion people who have no access to uncontaminated water, to clean water. And we can drill a well for $4,800. I want you to start this new year by being able to see your health improved and the health of others improved by, yes, miraculous, in many ways, natural, supernatural even remedies. We just want to help you. But we know we can help be the miracle people long for by giving them clean water. Please. I want you to watch this incredible team member. I want you to listen to her. I want you to listen to Tammy Trent. But I want you to hear God above all. And let's become the miracle somebody longs for. And we're going to say a big thank you by sending you Natural Remedies, believing you may just find one that's even supernatural. Watch closely.
How old is she?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
68.
68.
We were out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I was amazed when we came to this water source to find this precious older lady washing your clothes, but then to also find out that this is also their source of water. This is also what they drink.
In the sixth chapter of Galatians, we are advised not to grow weary in well-doing. In my years of travel with Life Today, I've witnessed firsthand the well-doing of compassionate followers of Christ, like this well in Eastern Europe. or this well in South Asia, or this well in East Africa. James and Betty, the legacy you started has impacted the lives of millions around the world. I know because I've seen the wells of life-giving water in communities that had been plagued with death. And you've been their advocate, even in the midst of your own pain and grief. Contaminated water continues to be a dangerous reality for some of the most vulnerable people on Earth.
Allí hay gripe, el dengue, que lo más el dengue es que estaba combatiéndome. Y una diarrea, una vas que los niños, esto no debía, un dolor. Yo estaba pasando un gran dolor en la barriga, estos días.
Grandmothers like Patrona must either give their grandchildren filthy drinking water or watch them die from dehydration. So I appeal to you, James, to you, Betty, and to your viewers, please do not grow weary in well-doing, because clean water changes everything, but only if we choose to give it.
Wow, Tammy. I love you. She's been all over the world with us, and now she's on our staff and our team, and she'll be teaming with Randy and hosting Life Today. I got to just hold this up. We're sending this bronze of these cardinals. It's beautiful. It is a bronze. This was our daughter that we did lose to what we just talked about. And yet she said, I win. And indeed she has. She got four little grandchildren. She's only seen them from heaven. But she decorated her whole house. She was a Cardinal fan, okay, St. Louis. Tulsa, a lot of folks in Oklahoma are. But she just loved Cardinals. And an artist did this for us. And of course we think of Robin, but these birds are beautiful. The scripture, consider the birds. But we're sending it to those of you who will give $1,200 toward a $4,800 water well. You might be able to give the whole well. And then remember this, you make a gift to help us give water. We're going to send you natural remedies. We're going to send you the blessing of taking communion if you make a gift of $48 or more. Betty and I just thank God every day. How could I have enjoyed 60 incredible years married to her? And we went steady for 4 years. And yes, we totally behaved, because this lady is an enforcer. Not because I was so perfectly strong. She was better than Chuck Norris at defense. But here's the deal. We wanted to live right. We wanted to live our lives for Jesus. We want to help you live life. We want to bless you in every way possible. And health is a blessing from God. He is the healer. He is the comforter. He is the source of peace and of strength. We want to do everything we can to bless you, which is why we share him and so many beautiful guests with such diverse backgrounds. We love you, and you are helping us share his love with the least of these and the unnoticed. Make the best gift you can. Remember, $48 toward a water well gives 10 people water the rest of their life. Whatever level you can help, 144 gives 30. Could you give 1,200 toward a well? We send that beautiful bronze that I just referenced for any gift like that. Could you drill a well? What a great way to start the year. Change everything for a whole community, a whole village. Please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. You write a check, make it to Life. Dial that number and take your bank card like a check. Or go online and use that bank card like a check. Let's start the year off the best way possible. Not only by experiencing greater health, but giving life itself through water. Thank you.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $48 or more, we'll also send you The Blessing of Taking Communion, a companion book to help feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last week to receive Natural Remedies. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
14 years ago, God brought Jordan Rubin into my life. His principles are real, they're proven. I'm the evidence of it.
And within about a week, I noticed huge inflammation reduction. I noticed I wasn't stiff after my morning hike. It was amazing.
Following Jordan Rubin's principles has transformed our health and our immune system.
His teaching and his guidance have made an incredible change in my life and my family's life.
I'm so thankful for the love God pours through you. Jordan Rubin's going to be back with us in the next program, and we've got another miracle story. He's got a guest, and that's a miracle. We can be a miracle, and by giving water, we become a miracle. I just asked the question because I do forget things now that I'll leave this part of the room to go to the other part of the room and get someone and say, what was I going after? Man, she does the same thing, and she has an incredible memory. Is there some stuff in here about enhancing our memory?
Absolutely, and we need it no matter what age we are. Brain boosting is top of mind.
We're going to talk about it, son. Can we do that in
Absolutely.
The next show?
Absolutely.
All right, don't you miss now. And thank you for helping give water. Thanks if you could give a well. And hey, you're going to love that bronze of those cardinals. Consider the birds. God bless you, and thank you for blessing others.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
In 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer.
Diego Mesa overcame cancer through natural remedies. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.